Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay, I guess. Unfortunately, I know I live in Roanoke, Virginia, and I have a furnace that takes care of the second and third floor, and the first floor, my heat died. So, tomorrow I get it fixed.
Just a part of homeownership.
Other than that, it's been a nice day. Yes, so just been, you know, getting ready for the new year and stuff, putting some of my plans together and stuff of the things that I want to do, you know, with illuminating the public and kind of maybe put some more good things out there for people to consider. Really enjoying that, and I know you've got a beautiful new office. You need to tell people where that office is, honey.
Oh, it's in Stuart, Florida. It's a beautiful little office. It's fun. I'm enjoying it, and it's great energy, and I don't know more to say about it. People are getting used to it.
New beginnings in the new year, yes.
New beginnings, new changes, new thoughts. And, you know, again, right now we're still in, even though we want to break out and we want to get out and go and start things. We're still in that introspective mode. And so it is about starting new things, taking those first steps, but looking thoughtfully at them. You know, this whole time is about, there's a little bit more freedom now since both Jupiter and Saturn went into Aquarius, and people are really feeling a little bit more free, but it's free to express, it's free to get out there. It's still a time for each one of us to take that personal responsibility with the Capricorn planets that are there. You know, that Mercury in Capricorn makes us really think, stand alone, think on our own, and be very thoughtful, which is a good thing right now because compulsiveness is still in the air and stuff's still a-changing, and we still have to wait things out. Those squares are still going to be there with Uranus, and we got to wait it out. And so that's what I say is that this week, with all the changes, you're going to feel a little bit more freedom, but wait it out.
Absolutely.
What do you think about this, Ben?
I couldn't agree more. Yes. Of course, everybody's looking, you know, towards what's going on with the election. That's going on, and people, of course, are still concerned about their finances, and they're watching the numbers with the virus and everything. Because again, you know, you and I, we talk to people all over the country and beyond. So, again, this is a worldwide thing that's going on, and but of course, you know, luckily, we can help each other, we can support each other, even if we do it virtually. You know, so that's a good thing, I think. To get support from other people and to commune with your peers when possible and keep in touch with your family, even though they might not be able to visit you or you can visit them. And so I think people are just trying to do what they can do right now. And I really appreciate that, you know. And I think at the beginning it was really horrifying. Now I think people are trying to work around it as best as they can to get through it. And I really love that. And with Mars going into Taurus, things are going to stabilize a little bit more. With Uranus redirecting its orbit on the 14th, those two are going to come together on the 20th, 21st. So we're seeing, again, a lot of inner and outer revelations, you know, both in our personal lives and in the consciousness of not just this country, but many. And so I just want to put that out there today.
It is. this is really, and we in the United States, you really focus on just what's going on in this inner circle, but this is a worldwide change. These are planets that are out there controlling the whole entire world. That energy is not just on us, it's on everybody. And it is a transformative time, and we're going to see a lot of things unfold. That's how come I say, let's just sit back and relax a little bit here and let things unfold, move at a slow pace. Focus on yourself, because there's going to be things that are going to change and shift during this period of time, especially, you know, Uranus going direct, and then the conjunction of both Mars and Uranus are really going to be really revealing to a lot of information. And it is about not taking action until you really see what action works the best and what is most important for you in your life. I think that's the reason why, and a lot of people, you know, have difficulty having this alone time. But it really is about this journey of the inward soul and bringing it out to the world. And it is about us loving ourselves and finding the true soul of what we sing to and who we are, and really coming and bringing that out to the world of the beauty and the gifts that each one of us have, and the differences of each that each one of us have, and how we can all, by taking that positive step and not acting in fear, but acting through your own truth, can really vibrate and resonate this whole world level to such a greater place to be. So that's my positive aspect of all this transformation and change.
Alrighty then. You know, the interesting thing, the day that Mars and Uranus are basically going to be kissing each other, and Uranus is going to be direct, Venus is going to be forming trines to that conjunction in Capricorn. And I thought that was very interesting.
That guardian angel over it, again, go through the wave and wait it out, and then you'll know what positive steps to take.
Exactly right. Having a strategy, that's what's going to come down to when certain things are revealed in this time period. The chart's all over the place tonight, and when I was setting up the show and everything, I just wanted to mention a lot of these things to people to let them understand that things that are being investigated at this time, it is important for us to do that. And I do think because of Saturn and Jupiter and Aquarius, which does rule our technology, that is going to be very helpful. Okay, it can also be very hurtful depending on, again, what can be hacked into and what cannot be hacked into. And the security questions about the way that we now have to communicate with each other more electronically than ever. So we want our technology to be safe. Okay, and so that's another big thing that's going to be coming up this month. I think that people are going to say, okay, I want to make sure I've got good virus protection, you know. I want to make sure I keep my confidentiality with my clients. These kinds of things are very, very important at this time. And people are going to want to feel more secure. I think with everything that's been going on, a lot of us have been feeling a bit insecure, but now is a time to say, okay, let me make things more secure. Let me do my part, what I can do, and help others, if I can, to do that.
I agree.
Okay, cool. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. I think we should probably take some callers and see how we can help them out, see what they're going through right now. What do you think?
How about we do?
Okay.
Hello.
Erica 203, you're on the air. Happy New Year.
Thank you. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey, Pat,
how are you doing? Connecticut.
I'm okay. This was one of the worst Decembers of my life, so I'm curious as to what January we're going to bring.
July 12th, right?
Yes, that's right, 1953. God, and for God. Future, can I ask you if I have my dog's birthday? Can you give me information on him?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. Well, you look like you're as busy as a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm. Oh, my goodness. Look at this chart. A lot of oppositions, a lot going on, a lot of responsibilities around home and family, eh?
I don't know about responsibilities. I guess the biggest responsibility is for me to keep going, you know, and be as self-disciplined, et cetera, as possible. Even to stay
exactly
up rather than depressed. I just read that's a daily exercise, and I thought, okay, that helps me. That makes it into small steps.
Excellent. I liked it for you. Cool.
Right now, you're coming up to, and it's coming real close to, which is good, or it's right past it, I should say. Mercury is transited over your sun. And what this means at this point in time is that it's really been looking, you've been looking to solve problems, to fix things about yourself, okay? And it is about, and all of this is transiting through your home, so it's all about you and your home and being in your home, okay? Because the sun is going to come over your Uranus, Mars, and sun here within the next few days. And what's going to happen is, or about a week, what's going to happen is that this whole time period, I'll go back to, is about that revelation. It's about Capricorn is discipline, routine, dogma. What it does is it solves the problem for you. It gives you answers. And this is all about you solving your problems, getting up, your movement, what you're doing, what you're taking charge of, and your daily routine of how you do it. And it is about that discipline of setting it, you know, setting it to those things. This is what I need to do. And it is. It's ideally for the new year with you because it's a New Year's resolution kind of thing, okay?
Right,
it's trying to rebalance you, okay? And so put some realistic expectations on yourself at this point in time. These are my core things that I need to work on, and this is how I'm going to do it because those revelations are right here. It's not like you're wondering how you have to do it. The answers are coming to you, okay? So know that, okay? And go, okay, this works for me, and this is how I'm going to do that in my style, okay? Don't try and do it very staunchly. Do it in your own style and in your own way that's comfortable for you, okay? But make those changes because it's rebalancing you. What do you think, Aphrodite? What do you think, Aphrodite? Did I lose you? I have no idea where Aphrodite went to. She disappeared on us. So I'll just talk a little bit more about this because she's not here.
Okay.
You have a Mercury in Leo, and it's conjunct your moon, okay? And with that, because and there's not a lot of fire going on at this point in time for you, so there's not a lot of motivation to do this, okay? But the thing is it's not about the motivation to do it; it's about the inspiration to do it. Because that Mercury conjunct Sun is the reason why you have that challenge of that depression. If you can't have fun, if you can't be out there doing something, being purposeful, you get very frustrated, okay, and that leads to that depression because it is sort of like your security blanket, okay? So what I'm saying about this is that you can use that also in finding the joy of the day and going, okay, I know I'm in the right place at the right time for the right reason, and I know this is what I've got to do. So I'm going to just do a little bit of this here today, and that's going to make me feel better, and that's going to be good. Okay, and then, again, keep moving in that routine because that Leo, you have to, with the Mercury in Leo, you have to relax and play as well as do the discipline, okay?
Okay.
Again, remember, you have to do that as well.
Okay. if you can address the devastation that happened last month, if you see anything, you know, I'm really hoping things will get better. I know things are going to get better for everyone. There's going to be changes and, you know, week by week.
It is. And, you know, we're at a side to where now, again, and you're here, you're still within that as well, but we're at a time where things are still kind of pushing in a direction. They're starting to move in a direction, okay? And it is all about, it is all about being okay that at least we're on the other side of this. We're not on the worst part of it now, okay? These shifts and changes are for our benefit, and we have to remember that. Aphrodite was talking about how Venus is going to be that foundational Capricorn, okay? And when it does, it's going to be in your fourth house of your home, by the way. And that starts its trek in opposition of your Sun, Uranus, and Mars, okay? But going back to that Venus, and Venus is our day-to-day benefactor. Venus is the one that helps us in the moment, in the present, in the now. There are only two benefactors in the zodiac, okay? And one is Jupiter, and that's society, that's the world, that's the bigger picture kind of thing. But Venus is going to be that personal, and that's the beauty of why we were talking about that Venus, is it's very personal to each one of us, that time that's going to happen and affect us on that with that, okay? And it is about that very personal journey right now, especially for you, okay? Because, again, the home is inward again. You have to wait until all that stuff gets out of Capricorn and it gets into Aquarius and starts opposing your Mercury and your Moon and your South Node before you get that real creative talent flowing, okay?
Okay.
You know, you're looking at February for that. Okay.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Again, this is a discipline time. And again, here, not only you, but everybody else also at that time has that day to day Venus guardian angel that's going to happen during that period of time. And it is about just being okay with it, staying true to the self. Okay. And knowing and being positive that this thing is shifting and changing. Okay. And it's going to end. Okay. These major transitions. I keep going on. I've been looking at these things for this time period for years.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating how we get to view it, okay, and how this major transition, astrologically wise, we don't see these crazy planetary placements like this, okay? This is just a fascinating time to live in astrologically wise. And, you know, we know what the energies are giving us, and we also know that 50% is what is our free will of what we do with that energy. Discipline is the thing for you right now, even though you may not want to do it. Fake it until you make it. Force yourself to do it, and then reward yourself for doing it. Okay, that's what I have to say.
You're breaking up so much, but I hope I can hear it in the archives. I got the gist of it. I want to comment. You know, you said your astrologers have been looking at this. Honestly, probably as much as 6 years ago, and it might have even been your show, but I heard astrologers talk about 2020, and oh, my God, they were worried and down, and I thought, oh, my God, I've got to, you know, prepare for this. And I suppose hearing that years ago has really helped me deal with this year because it wasn't complete shock. But the other thing I want to say is I live in a place where a lot of old people live, and I moved in a few years ago. And this lack of motivation, I was actually beginning to think I've just flipped over into this old age thing. So you've really helped me. I've been down by my lack of motivation. It's been there for a while, and I've been lots of things, angry at myself and worried, and just like, wow, you know, what do I need to do to get out of this? If I can get out of it, I'm even walking like an older person. And so until February, now I got to exercise, you know, get
the kinks
out.
Is about the movement. It is about getting your body back. You have a Mars in Cancer, and it's dead on, 18 degrees. Both of them at 18 degrees, 51 minutes. You can't get anything closer in the sky, okay?
What does that mean?
And what that means is you have the capability of blowing this out. You have the capability by just taking the action. Mars is always your actions, okay? Just by taking a physical action, that's what I say, force yourself to do it, because by taking that physical action, you can completely change your routine like that in a heartbeat and find your way quickly, okay? You're transformative in your actions is the way that is simply said just by being in your chart. That's an anomaly. That's a rarity. It's such a different thing. That's something we appreciate looking at charts, especially something like this, because you rarely see that dead-on conjunction, you know.
Wow.
The exact minute that you came out is the exact minute that those two were standing on each other.
Wow. Huh.
Okay.
I
absolutely.
Okay.
Can I ask you back? I'm ready.
I don't know if you
I've
can tell
I've been here
the
whole time. I don't know why you guys couldn't hear me. I've been here the whole time.
Wow.
You were on a roll, babe. I did not want to slow you down. You were on a roll. I loved everything you said. That was amazing, dear. That was amazing.
Yeah, this is great. I don't know if you can answer this or not, but I'm also concerned. I had a stroke in August, and I'm concerned the medication is making me really, really, really tired and weak. And so that's like, if that's the case, oh, my God, that's real difficult to get myself moving. But I don't know if you can see and say, no, that's not it. It's just this lack of, you know, this difficulty right now.
Well, I think it's going to stabilize when Mars gets into Taurus. So you have to understand that Mars is usually in a sign for 7 weeks every 2.5 years. Mars didn't do that this year. It went into Aries the last day of June, went all the way through Aries, retrograded all the way back through Aries, and it's going to be leaving on the 7th. Now, Aries is rules the head, you see, and it's been squaring your Cancer planets like mine, okay? It was opposing both your Neptune and your Saturn, but now when it goes into Taurus, it's going to stabilize a little bit more for you, and it's going to start to, it won't immediately, but within that 7 week cycle, it will be forming sextiles to all your Cancer planets, and it will go into trine with your Chiron, the wounded healer, in your fourth house. I think you're on the healing path. If you're still experiencing some fatigue, it's because you are burnt out because of the catastrophic response. See, I was born with Mars conjunct Uranus conjunct the Sun, too, in Cancer. So I understand.
Yeah.
And I had an injury to my left thumb that they had to reconstruct the entire thumb in the same cycle
were
born with the stroke. Okay? And so I understand, but you know what? I'm on the brighter side of midnight. I still have some stiffness. I still have to do my therapy. So just be conscious of loving your body now. Okay?
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Because as Jacqueline so wonderfully pointed out, with, you know, Venus going into Capricorn, factor yourself back into your life a little bit better. Okay?
What, myself back into my life?
Factor yourself back in. In other words, do the things that you
Got
know
it.
Will serve you and strengthen you and keep you in that healing mode, okay? Because, you know, these plants are moving over your Chiron and you're making progress. You have to remember that you make progress, and sometimes it might be invisible, but if you sit there at the end of the day and you do like a body check, you're like, you know what, I feel better here, I feel better there. This is good.
Okay.
I had a lot of energy at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Keep encouraging yourself, okay?
Okay, yeah.
But we got to go to next call. We got all these people holding on. We got to go.
Wonderful. Thank you both.
All right,
this was just, you've saved me. Thanks a lot. God bless and Happy New Year.
Bless you, Pat. God bless you. Okay. All right, bye.
I didn't know where you went to. I was waiting for you to return.
Yeah, well, I did talk, and then you said, oh, well, she's gone. And I'm like, really? I thought it was here, but it's okay. It was meant to be. Let's go with it.
Okay.
It's fine. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Great. Area code 617, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Lynn, January 5th, 1956.
How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing great. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Fantastic.
Let me see. When's your birthday? Oh, I don't have you on here. I don't have you on here.
January 5th, 1956.
Columbus, Ohio, 9:30 a.m.
Hey, that's it.
Do you live there now?
I'm in Worthington, Ohio.
Okay, great.
Oh, God, bless your heart.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's beautiful right now. I love it. I love this. We had some snow, but then it rains, and it's just really fresh. And yeah.
Alrighty then. Oh, your chart's pretty well balanced. You got some squares going on with your moon. What was your question tonight?
Well, I'd like to ask, about the next few months. I am moving, heading south early spring. So I'd like to ask, what you ladies kind of see and feel about that, making plans for this wonderful move of spring.
Well,
where are you going?
Florida.
Huh. What city?
What part of Florida?
Fernandina.
Never heard of it.
Around Amelia Beach Island area.
Oh, okay,
it's
yeah.
Close to Jackson. Yeah, close to Jacksonville. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I know where it is. I'm in South Florida. I'm not Northern Florida. So.
Okay.
And I snowbird, and I go to Paintsville, Ohio. So that's the kind of have an effect on my sea. But Columbus is that gets a lot of weather down there.
Yeah. Well, Worthington does. Yeah, we did have some snow. We had snow for Christmas Eve and Christmas, and then the day after it started raining and melting. So, which I love the rain. So, yeah.
Not a bad thing. So, if you love the rain, of course, thing. I'm looking at your solar return. Okay.
Oh.
Because your birthday is coming up here in 2 days. Actually, technically, your solar return is technically tomorrow at 4:22 a.m. Okay.
My gosh.
Just to let you know, happy solar return, because you're probably going to be sleeping as this takes its transition on you. Okay.
Wow.
But it's an interesting. Are you planning on retiring? Is that what it is?
Oh, I am retired. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm retired, but I am also planning on. Starting a business, doing something on my own.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because this is a good timing for it this year, okay? You get a Virgo moon, first of all, this year, which means you have to be busy. You have to do something, okay?
Yes.
And that is entrined to your sun, Mercury, is sun and Mercury conjunction, okay, with Pluto, okay? This is a transformative time for you, no matter how we look at it. I find this to be like when people retire and stuff. So it's that kind of major transition in life, okay? If you've already retired, this means that you're going to be making another major transition in your life, okay? You have Venus and Sagittarius in your first house, okay? Yes,
okay.
I think you're moving, okay? No matter how I look at this, Chiron sits in your fourth house in your home, okay? There's no question about it, okay? And the cautionary thing here is that you have a lot of creative ideas. You have a lot of visions that you want to make happen, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
patience. There's still, we talk about this time period in the transit, okay, that there's still those squares to those Capricorn planets. And it, you're going to have a Mars in Aries, so it's going to make you impatient. Patience. Because it's going to happen, okay? And this is about the journey, not the destination, because where that Uranus lies is in your sixth house of day-to-day work. So there's a full transformation and change as far as the work you do on this earth as a full result of all of the acts in your solar return. Okay? So keep your eye on that picture of where you're going and do the things you do on the day-to-day basis. This year will pay off for you. That's what I'm going to say about your solar return.
Awesome. Oh, I love that.
So what do you think, Aphrodite?
I took a look at her progress chart. What month are you moving?
I'm thinking early spring, which spring is kind of around March, April-ish, somewhere, you know, around there. March,
well, in your
April.
Progress chart, your sun has progressed into Pisces. And moon right now is progressed into Aquarius. Late Aquarius, and what it's going to do is the moon progresses quicker than any other planetary body. So over the next 5 months, it's also going to go going into Pisces, okay? Which again is mutable water, and you're going to be near the water, baby, okay? And so 5 months later, your moon's going to be there for 31 months. Your sun's already in Pisces. I am going to love the creative imagination that you're going to be able to bring forth to this. And in your progress chart, your Mars has progressed into Capricorn where it's exalted and it's really, really beautiful. It's in your 10th house of career, okay? And so, again, I think this is a really good thing for you.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Yeah. I just couldn't agree with Jacqueline more. I mean, we look at different pictures, but it's interesting because we do – that's why Jacqueline and I love to do the show together. We look at things differently, but our bottom line is almost always similar. I mean, it's not the same, okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
And just
thank
as
so
a trivia note for you, just as a trivia note for you, both Ohio and Florida are Pisces states, and then they're the only two states.
Oh, my gosh. Are you – wow. Wow, I love that. And it's so funny because I have a feeling about as far as the love, I really feel a water sign for love, and I've been really feeling a Pisces person. I don't know who it is, but I've been really feeling connected or drawn, actually, to Pisces as a love interest. Don't know who it is yet, but that's
right.
So funny.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Well, keep us posted,
thank
okay?
You, ladies. I will. Thank you, ladies. Happy New
Many
Year. Thank
you
so much.
Happy New Year to you, love. All right, bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye. Sweet. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello?
Area code 216, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sharon.
Sherry?
Have you called in before, Sharon?
I have. Do you want my date of birth?
What's your birthday?
September 1st, 1965.
Livonia, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. The city that no one
did you say
of.
Sherry or Sharon?
Sharon. Sharon.
Okay, great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, do you still live in Michigan?
I live in Westlake, Ohio now.
What city?
Westlake.
Westlake, got it.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you. All right. And what question did you have for us tonight?
Well, I want to know what you see for this year in my career and finances. I started a job right when the virus started, but they hired me anyway, so I've been at home, but I love the job. I just want to see what you see for me this year, you know, with work and finance. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What do you do for work now?
I'm in investment. Well, it's private banking.
I like it.
I work in the private banking.
I like
area.
It.
Investment.
You know, the planets
love
that
it.
Are leaving Capricorn, the planets have been leaving Capricorn, and they're in your eighth house, which has to do with dealing with other people's money, okay, and resources.
Okay.
So all these planets are kind of like moving out of that area now. The major hitters, both Saturn and Jupiter, have moved on into Aquarius. And the Sun and Mercury are still in Capricorn for now, for about another 3 to 4 weeks. And Venus is going to go in there too. But Pluto's a planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing. It's the slowest moving planet, okay? It hasn't sat on this star since the Revolutionary War, by the way.
Wow.
So it's still going to be in your 8th house of investments for several years. It's not going to go into Aquarius in 2023. So that being said, you might be in the right church, wrong pew, or you might be able to stay exactly where you are, but I think you're probably going to stick with that main theme. You know, you've also got your Mars in Scorpio, which is very good with dealing with other people, their confidentiality,
okay.
And their resources. So your chart's kind of made up for this. You know, you've got three beautiful planets in Virgo, so you're probably great with the numbers, honey. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I am.
Oh, I so agree. Okay. And I'm going to say this because, again, that staunch Mars in Scorpio, I'm just adding to hers because everything she said is right on the mark. I would have said it to you exactly the same. Okay?
And what about finances then? Okay, but go on. Yeah.
Here again. All of this has to do with your finances. That's what it has to do with.
Okay.
It's that foundational shift. But, okay. Anyhow, going back to that Mars and Scorpio at this point in time,
okay.
Very staunch. You want security, you want stability, you want things to stay the same. However,
I know.
You are so such a duality, it isn't even funny. Okay, it's only your head, that Mercury and Leo, that's the other fixed personality in this. Okay.
Okay.
Because you've got a Moon in Sagittarius, you've got a Sun in Virgo. Okay. These things really give you flexibility and versatility. Aphrodite was talking about how you may change positions or things may be in flux. They're in that flux state. But you're so golden in this, it isn't even funny. This was meant for you to be. But don't get stuck on that security and safety thing, okay? Trust
okay.
yourself, because if anybody's meant to be doing anything with other people's money, it's you, okay? Like she said at the end result, you're the accountant, okay? You worry about your security and safety, but it's actually about this work that you do. As long as you're happy with your work, your money's going to flow, okay?
Okay.
Remember that, okay? I'm so not worried about your financial situation because, again, here you have Jupiter in your first house. Yes. It guards you over everything, including your money, okay?
I was
it's
told
all
that at
you
another
value
time.
Yourself. I'm sorry?
I was told that a few years ago that the fact that I do have Jupiter in that planet, I will always be protected financially. Somebody told me that. I don't know
yes.
if that's true.
You've got a guardian angel over your shoulder. It's classic. It's a classic astrology. Any simple astrologer will tell you that. Okay? There's not an astrologer that, you know, even your basic astrologer would say the same thing. Okay? So it's about how you value yourself. I go back to my lecture of what I'm trying to tell you.
Thank
think
you.
Better of yourself. Don't pick on yourself so much. Don't overanalyze and think you're
know.
Flawed. All of these things.
You're right.
Okay?
You're right.
Know you have that guardian angel. Be protected, and your money will flow. Okay?
That's good advice. I know.
So,
I worry about everything. I wish I could stop.
You got to. Okay? Think creatively. Think in a different way, because knowing that if you think in that overcritical way, you're losing money. Okay? Again, Miss Mars in Scorpio here. If you think you're losing money, okay, you're going to stop it. Okay? And technically,
okay.
according to astrology, the more depressed and the more you beat yourself up, the more money you lose. So keep that in your head.
Okay. Thank you both
Take
of you.
Take the
that
high road.
Advice.
There's less traffic, honey.
Oh, that's so funny. That is true. I know. I it's a work
okay.
in progress. I worry about everything. Both of you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling, and keep us posted, okay?
I will. Much thank you,
right.
Okay?
God bless. All right. Sweet night. Nice. Talk about resource management. Whew. Nice.
Oh, yeah. It's golden. It's beautiful.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 510, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 510? I'll put him back on hold for now. Okay. All right, I'm going to go to the next one. Area
Hello.
Code 978, you're on
ladies.
The air.
Hi, this is Kathleen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To you, dear.
I have a relationship question, and then if you could answer that, then I just have one other quick question. Okay, the name is Kathleen. Date
and
of birth.
Your
yep.
Okay.
8457.
I didn't hear that. Okay.
I'm sorry?
I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's okay. I now live in Haverhill, Mass. And the person I'm in a relationship with is Richard. He was born on a leap year, so this year he was born for February 29th. Okay, in Lowell, Mass. I do not have the time.
In what year?
He would be 1956.
Okay. Take a look at him. See what the scoop
and,
is.
Well, I want to know, we've been like on and off for 6 years, but I went to my prom with him when I was a kid. And it's not that I'm crazy in love with him or anything, but I'm in this apartment every day, and I have a lot of health problems, and I do need help. But he did not come over New Year's Eve. I haven't heard from him since. I wanted him to go for a COVID test because he said he didn't feel well and he had called me a mother hen. But he said it came out negative. But why hasn't he called me? He's blocked me on the internet, on Facebook. Do you hear me? Do you see me talking to him this week?
There's a problem with this relationship about who's in charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big
issue here.
Yeah.
I count on him for rides, to doctor's appointments, and everything.
Yeah,
and
there's
when
a sad
he first started going, I had my own
and
car.
His Saturn. I see that, yes. And
what, that I count on him?
Yeah, that you need him for either transportation or elevation of self, maybe both.
Elevation of self?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for my ego?
No, for you just to be more connected with somebody. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I got
I think
a Christmas
he can give you
tree
encouragement.
Here.
Yeah, I think you can give him encouragement. I think that can go both ways. But, again, it's both of you have your Saturns in Sagittarius, okay? But your moon is there. And your moon is square your Mercury in Virgo in your birth chart. And so sometimes, again, you worry a lot about what is expressed in this relationship. And he is trying to maintain a certain level of independence as well. And there's times that he does like to hide. Yeah, there's times he likes to hide.
Well, it's a fine time to leave me, Lucille, when you leave your girlfriend alone on New Year's Eve in her apartment.
I know, I understand.
And then I didn't hear from New Year's Day or this or that. I ordered my groceries online. I still have a Christmas tree here. I didn't put it up. He wanted me to because I knew I wouldn't be able to take it down. And I need help with things like that because I had back surgery 3 years ago, and I have a walker, and I have a problem with my gait and balance. But when I first started going with them, I still had my car, and I didn't have that surgery, and I was independent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So do you see us talking this week or not?
I'm not sure about that.
Here again, there's a variable. You know, you're asking for a definitive when, again, I think there's a psychological change going on with the circumstances with it. Okay? I'm going to start out with, I agree with Aphrodite that the two of you have different ways of speaking to each other. Okay?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't hold back. I don't hold back.
Yeah, and both of you two need to find a different way to communicate than you and 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 you back and forth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is about, you know, really going into more of having a different way of communicating with each other, okay? It is, in his way, okay, he thinks about the futuristic things. He thinks about things of how they're going to end up in the long term. Okay?
He with thinks, us?
With everything. Okay? And you analyze things to death.
Yeah.
I mean, literally to death.
Yes.
Okay? By the time you finish analyzing things and you come up with what you're trying to say to him, this is the situation, and I want you to think about this because by the time you get to say something to him, you have thought it all the way around in a different circle. And now on Pluto, because here, again, you know the process, and you've summed it up into what you need to say. And you say it to him, and he shakes his head and goes, where did that come from? Okay. Well, you didn't take him through the journey in your head. Okay. So he gets rebellious because he doesn't understand why you're saying what you're saying. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but then I think,
okay,
why doesn't he think before he talks?
Well, you know, again, I say tit for tat. Okay, both of you two need to. Okay, that's a 50-50 thing. So I'm just working on you, trying to get you to look at how to change the dialogue between the two of you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're more active in starting with the basics, okay, we're telling a story, telling why and where and how that occurs, okay, you'll be much better off in getting his attention than coming out with the end result after you've overanalyzed it. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat.
Okay.
So you don't know if we'll be talking again.
You will be talking again. I guarantee you that. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
I do
not
too, but I'm not sure if it's going to be this week, though.
When. Yeah.
Would
it's
it
a matter
be?
Of if, it's a matter of when.
Oh, it could be sometime then, huh?
Well, I'm not going to say it's going to be a long time, but I'm sure that he's very aware that you're not happy, that he did not connect with you on the holiday. So, again, I think he might be hiding a little bit. But when we look at the compatibility of the two charts, his Mercury sits on your Chiron in Aquarius. One of the reasons he was attracted to you before everything happened to you is because he loved your independence. And he did love the fact that you can analyze things. I'm sure he sees you as an intelligent woman. That's not even a question. But at the same time, I think that he would like to have you more independent. I think he
but
has
I
a little
can't.
Bit of difficulty
I think I'm going to be like this for life.
I know it. I know. But and that's the whole thing, is that you need to, as Jacqueline pointed out, you need to create a new understanding, okay, as far as how it moves forward. Relationships that continue to grow, there's an I and a thee and a we. Those relationships, they can really rock and roll and go through the changes in life that happen to each of us. if there's an I and a Z and a we, and you can look at that triad in the way that you communicate with another person, it goes much more smoothly, okay? And that's why Jack was trying to point this out to you, that maybe the way that you communicate can be a little different, okay? Now, you do have patience when you desire to. That Virgo energy, you can be very patient when you want to, and you probably have been. So I want to give you that. But, again, that he probably, again, he's finding it sometimes difficult to deal with the responsibility. Now, he's got a very early Mars in Capricorn.
Like, you think he feels responsible for me?
Yes.
Or what's responsibility in what?
Your expectations.
Of him?
Yes.
Well, I mean, do you ever see my health getting better? I mean, I just feel like I'm only 63, and to have to use a walker and a chairlift to my apartment. If I had a car again, I couldn't go out and shovel it out because I had the back surgery 3 years ago, and I'm no better.
Right.
I am very depressed with being stuck in this apartment for 3 years, never mind COVID. I've been in here longer than that.
Right. I can understand that because you have that Sag moon and your Saturn's there. You loved being mobile and independent. I understand that. And it is, it's really hard on you. It's really hard on you. I understand that. But at the same time, because we are in a situation now, people do deliver. People do things, bring things
to the door.
But
being stuck in the house every day, I mean, I just stay in my pajamas because I'm that depressed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But I didn't know if, you know, you saw anything with my health getting better.
I'm going to say this right now about it because, yes, I do, but it is a matter of discipline again, okay? Jupiter and Saturn both went into your sixth house of your major health, okay? It is about looking forward with it. It is about doing what you need to do. Again, Saturn is the discipline. Jupiter is the benefactor. So through discipline, you get your benefits. So this is about looking at new options. This is looking at new things in different ways. And I think that's what Aphrodite was trying to talk about with the Internet, more than just groceries or food or things like this. Look at different avenues or different ways that can improve your health at this point in time because it's greatly to your benefit.
I know. I mean, I like, before I, you know, all this happened, it was like, oh, God, I don't want to go for a walk. I'd give my eye teeth to be able to get out there during the day and go for a walk. The simple things we take for granted, you know what I mean? I would give anything just to get out and go for a walk.
And I'm going to say make that a goal. Start looking at
well, maybe in the spring because where I live it snows and I can't take
but
a walk around.
I was born and raised in Massachusetts. I get that.
I remember you told me. I know.
There's also those little pockets, too. Okay.
This what, honey?
There's also those little pockets, those little the winter bursts of 50 degrees weather all of a sudden for a day. You know?
Yeah, I know. I just feel because I haven't done anything. My body feels weak.
That's my
point. I'm in AFib right now. I have AFib, too. And I've had it all day, and my heart's racing, and my heart rate was 111, and I'm saying, you know, you feel like you're going to faint when you get up because you're out of breath and everything.
Yeah, it's an anxiety issue, I know. Mm-hmm.
So.
But I really would love to see you get something motorized for the spring.
I know what you're talking about.
Your sixth house, if you had something motorized that you could get out when the weather gets a little better, I would start to think about how it's going to be in the spring. Don't fall into winter. Say, I'm safe. I'm warm. He can come to my house. He's going to be calling me. It's going to be okay. But then start to say, all right, how can I make this better, knowing that I have certain limitations? What in technology can help me to become more mobile? You probably need to get some kind of a motorized device so you can get out in the spring. Because I think that that's going to lift you up. And I think if you start to plan on it now and you project towards that with that positive thought energy.
Yeah, my neighbor has one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
One of those things you sit on and you go out and about.
Yes, and I think this would be so good for you because you don't like being dependent. But because you've been so depressed, I know, but because you've been so depressed, I think he's been absorbing some of that energy, okay? And I think that's why he took a step back, because he can feel your pain, okay? But I don't think you're going to lose him. I just think that you need to, like, try to look for ways to make it better when the weather gets better. For right now, most people are sequestered somewhat because of COVID anyway, but in your situation, know there is a way out, okay, a way that's going to make it better for you. So you can get back at least a little bit of that independence, because he likes to see that in you, honey. He likes to see that in you.
Oh, I was out all the time when we first started dating.
So to find a new way with the technology we have and the ability for you to be a little bit more mobile would be a great idea, okay? And and try to do things that require a certain amount of concentration and creativity in your home. You know, you've got several plants
like,
in Virgo. You're better when you're busy doing something.
I'd like to take this bloody tree down, but it's too much for me. I was hoping he'd come over this week and disassemble the tree. I can't do this.
Okay. But I think if you keep yourself busy doing certain things, you know, say, for instance, you just take the ornaments off of it.
Yeah, I can do that. I can't
pull
it all apart. Yeah.
No, but start doing the things to prepare for what he can do and you cannot. In other words, get it ready for him, and in that process, think about him calling you. Again, try to move forward.
You know, it's funny what you said
thought at a time. Yeah.
When you said about getting, you know, you can order things and this and that. It was the first time I did it, so proud of myself the other day when I went on Instacart, ordered all my groceries, and had them delivered. I felt like, I can do that myself. I don't need you.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And I did that, and it made me feel good.
Yeah, and one positive thought at a time. Think to yourself, sit still for a minute and just say, okay, well, what do I want to accomplish today? It doesn't matter if you're just cleaning out your silverware drawer. It doesn't matter. But you're better when you're doing something that requires, you know, a little bit of concentration, something that makes you feel a little bit happier, you know.
Yeah.
Fill some of the lonely spaces with things that make you busy. And also, I'm going to encourage you to listen to music in your home.
I was always a music listener. I do sometimes put my headphones in my computer and listen. I got so many CDs, but where I live, I got to keep it down because it's subsidized housing, and you can hear everything through these walls. But I love listening to music.
But you have the headphones, and you can escape into the music, and even some of the videos can be entertaining. And also, because both your Moon and your Saturn and then Sag, try to watch things that are amusing or funny. Try and watch things that make you laugh. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay. We're going to go off the air, so you keep us posted.
Oh, lady,
and God bless
thank you so much. I already feel better talking to you, too.
All right. Many blessings to you, dear heart. Okay.
Same to you, too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we need to tell people where they can find us.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can call me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. Many blessings to all of you in the new year. Hit the ground running and do what you can, and we'll be here next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.